Brett Kavanaugh's accuser admits she made up her story. By Joel B. Polag on November 2, 2018. The Senate Judiciary Committee has referred a Kentucky woman to the Department of Justice, DOJ, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, after she admitted making up an accusation that U.S. Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh had raped her. According to the referral, the woman, Judy Monroe Layden, contacted the Senate Judiciary Committee regarding a letter presented by Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, from Jane Doe of Oceanside, California, who claimed that Kavanaugh had raped her several times, as Breitbart News reported last month. According to committee transcripts released Sunday, the accuser, who signed the mysterious letter as Jane Doe, alleges Kavanaugh and a friend raped her several times after giving her a lift home from a party, making no attempt to claim a time or place for the lurid story. The accuser claims Kavanaugh groped her, slapped her, and forced her to perform sexual acts. They forced me to go into the back seat and took two turns raping me several times each. They dropped me off two blocks from my home, the accuser wrote, claiming the pair told her, "No one will believe if you tell. Be a good girl." The letter, marked with the word urgent, did not include a return address, nor did it offer clues regarding the accuser's background. "A group of white men, powerful senators who won't believe me, will come after me if I reveal the incident," the accuser wrote, prompting observers to speculate the sender could be a minority. Monroe Layden contacted the committee via email, claiming that she was Jane Doe and that Kavanaugh had raped her. However, she later admitted that she was not Jane Doe and had never met Kavanaugh. In his referral to Attorney General Jeff Sessions and FBI Director Christopher Wray, Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley, R.Y.A., elaborates. Committee investigators began investigating Ms. Monroe Layden's allegations. Given her relatively unique name, committee investigators were able to use open-source research to locate Ms. Monroe Layden and determine that she, 1, is a left-wing activist, 2, is decades older than Judge Kavanaugh, and, 3, lives in neither the Washington, D.C. area nor California, but in Kentucky. In short, during the committee's time-sensitive investigation of allegations against Judge Kavanaugh, Ms. Monroe Layden submitted a fabricated allegation, which diverted committee resources. When questioned by committee investigators, she admitted it was false, a ploy, and a tactic. She was opposed to Judge Kavanaugh's confirmation. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won: The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.